This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Getting up, getting out, or only just getting home? It's Joy Weekend Breakfast.
Right now we have one of Australia's brightest emerging directors who has created the most beautiful short film I've seen in a long time. Naomi Ball, thank you for joining me, and you've brought the star of the show.
Yes, I have indeed. We've got Aether with us here
Hello.
Today.
Hello.
Good morning. Thanks for stopping by. What, have you been to the Victorian Pride Centre?
No, I haven't. It's really nice.
Helps if my microphone gets connected back in properly. The Victorian Pride Centre is purpose-built for the rainbow community and only the only one of its kind in Australia, and there's not many of them around the world. But enough about the Pride Centre. Tell me about this short film. What's it about?
Well, it's about Aether and his journey from when he was about 14, mm-hmm. which is when we met, till 17, and now just a few months ago, Aether turned 18. So,
oh, hello.
It's been a bit of a time, and it really follows Aether's experience of coming out to his family, how they sort of navigated that as a family with mum and his siblings, and really sort of coming into yourself, right? Like you would know best what it's about.
So, Aether, the story really is a very personal one. It's around your journey with your identity and who you are. What made you go, I'm happy to be in a film about it?
Originally, it was supposed to just be about me and my family traveling around Australia. But then Naomi was like, hey, what if we make it about your transition as well? And I was like, yep, okay, let's do that. And I think that the film turned out really, really great.
Yes, it's for those folks playing along at home, if you've seen the Georgie Stone story, that kind of reminded me of it, but you're not a Neighbours actor. You're not necessarily famous already. You're you.
And I'm just some guy.
Yes, some dude sharing a really personal aspect of who you are. And yeah, you don't have to talk to me long to know that I'm a massive advocate and ally of the trans and gender diverse community. And you know, what feedback have you got from folks now that it's released?
It's been mostly positive.
Mostly positive? What do you mean mostly? You've got some shade?
Not really, honest.
Okay, cool. just checking.
But it's been positive. At the moment, it's just been really small screenings within like communities, like within the trans community mm-hmm. and the queer community. So a lot of positive feedback.
Wow.
Yeah, I feel like at every screening we've done, there'll be a young person in the audience that comes up to us afterwards and is like, hey, I'm trans and I'm autistic and I relate so much to this, and they're just really excited to see themselves on screen.
Yes. Yeah. And actually, you raise a good point. You talk about mental health and autism in the short film. And you know, when you look at the statistics of autism and trans and gender diversity, the correlation is ginormous.
100%.
Yeah. I think it's 26%?
Yes.
Or
yeah.
Off the top of my head. And we don't have an answer as to why, do we?
No, they're doing a lot of research into it. I think, but mostly the research is about how do we provide care that actually takes into account that intersection and that crossover and makes sure that these young people are really well looked after, as well as adults as mm-hmm. well.
Yeah.
It's really interesting. And also in the research that I did for the film, I found that it is not just the trans part of the queer alphabet that has that sort of bigger crossover. It's in all letters of the alphabet.
Yes.
So.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah. So it's, but I guess in this case, when we're talking about care and providing care, this is a particular group of young people that really need our support.
Sure does. So the film's launched, but you were talking about small screenings. Where, if people want to see it, how do they get to, where do they track it down?
You can watch it on 10 Play, but there will be screenings across Australia in June, which is this month. I don't
So 10 Play has it. 10 Play picked it up. So the film is called Who I Am.
Yes.
Oh, 10 Play. That's big.
Yeah.
Do they provide you with the stats behind like how many streams or how many times it's been played?
No, they don't. So we don't know that, but we hope it's been played lots. Yeah. Lots.
But I've had people from school come up to me and be like, "Hey, I saw your film. What was this part about?" And I'm like, "Oh my God." Like people that I'm not really that close with have come up and been like, "Yo, I saw your film. It was great." And I'm like, "Yeah, thanks, man."
What did you've got a sister and a brother off the top?
Yes.
What did they think about the film? Because they're in the film as well.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure they like it.
Yeah. Yeah. And Mum?
Yeah, she's really proud of it.
Yeah. And you can feel Mum's love and pride of you in that film too. I think it's pretty special. So thank you so much for taking the time to swing past this morning. If you want to check out this incredible short movie, it goes for 27 minutes or something, 29.
Yeah, 23 minutes. And you can see it on Teamplay at home. But if you want to see it in a cinema, we have a series of sensory-friendly screenings in June for Pride Month and Autistic Pride Day. So there's one in Geelong, there's one in Adelaide, Melbourne, we're coming to Sydney, Canberra, Brisbane, and then also Bendigo and Morwell. So, yeah, come and check it out.
I need to rewind a little bit. When you say sensory, what did you say?
Sensory friendly.
Friendly screening. What does that mean?
It means that it is a bit less loud and like autistic person friendly.
Oh, that's cool. So not as like surround soundy, making me jump and...
Yeah, and the lights are up a little bit. We book the cinema with less capacity, so you've got...
Spread out.
You can spread out. You're free to move. You know, it's a safe space. If you want to get up a bit, if you're stimming, you can kind of do what feels good for you to process what you're watching. We're going to have well-being volunteers there to support people if they need it. And just really make it this safe space in a cinema environment, which,
That's so cool.
Is not often as inclusive as it could be.
Oh. Hey, I want to talk one more topic, and we don't have to go there if you don't want to, Aitha, so please throw something at me to shut up. You mentioned earlier that you were bullied at school. Mm-hmm. Were you bullied before your transition?
Yes. I have been bullied at school since grade 3. And it only recently just calmed down. But I did get a lot of backlash when I came out as trans. But I've since moved away from that school. But some of my trans friends have said that the school is a lot better now, which is really good.
No one deserves... We were talking about Lizzo before and she was talking about the bullying and the shade that goes on online. But, school's hard enough without... that stuff. Have you got any advice for young trans or gender diverse or gender questioning folks that are struggling with bullying?
It's best to try and just shrug it off. It can be really hard to, but if you don't let them affect you, then they're less likely to engage and try to harm you.
Thank you for sharing that. Hey folks, check out the short film Who I Am by filmmaker Naomi Ball and the star of the show, Aitha. Thanks so much for popping by.
Thanks, Andrew.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.